Well, there's a few of them, and they're getting pretty plentiful.
What about those things that go up trees here?
Well, that's raccoons.
Okay, or little bushy-tailed animals?
Coon, yeah.
Coons? Or
yeah.
Squirrels, you got them?
We've got squirrels.
Different types?
No, just one type.
What's that?
That's the gray ones.
We don't have that big...
No, we got the gray ones with the, I don't know, the stomach is more like an orange color. His little back is all gray. They're very active. Then we got the skunk. You know them, huh? White-tailed skunk.
Call them.
Hot dog, man, you talk about him, man.
Other names for him, you call him a...
Is that the name of him?
Well, a skunk, or you might call him a what? Some kind of cat?
No, we always call him polecat, right? Yeah, right.
That's polecat. What we call
him. Most of the people, that's what they don't know what a skunk is here. They call them polecats. And in French, in bête pillante.
I want to ask you, your daddy ever shaved with a straight razor or anything like that?
Oh, yes, I did too, for years.
And you had a leather?
Yeah, leather strap. And I had what we call a hone to sharpen. When they get too dull, you'd have to put them on, pass them on that hone, and then take them in on a strap.
Okay. You told me your daddy was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Was he he was a good carpenter?
Yeah, my daddy was a good carpenter. He built any model boat you wanted to, put up any kind of a house.
What sort of tools would he use?
Well, he used all hand tools, saws, plane, level, hammers, hatchet.
Okay. Something he'd use to carry heavy objects around in?
He used a wheelbarrow.
Okay. And when he built, when he was cutting wood, did he have these things that you could lay wood in? You know, they were X-shaped frames, and you could lay wood in them like that when he was cutting them.
Yeah,
they
wasn't forked. We called them workhorses.
Uh-huh.
He'd have two of them built, and he'd lay his timber on top of that.
With an A-shaped frame to it, or?
Well, he had some like this, yeah, that like to put some. 2x4s or something like that in. But he had mostly workhorses, and then he'd lay his timber on them. He had some of them until they were put near a sardine tube. He'd make they say this, he had a set of legs on each end here.
Uh-huh.
Well, he'd take this, put that 2x4 edgeways. And he'd use them so long and so much until he'd have them put near cut into with a handsaw. They had no electric tools, and that time we didn't have electricity, couldn't use them anyhow.
Okay.
He sharpened his own tools. I still sharpen my own saws.
What do you have to sharpen them with?
With a 3/4 file.
Okay, did you ever see those things that went around? They would put them on and sharpen them or grind?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What was that?
That was a grindstone.
Okay.
Yeah, it turned it. And you had to have water on. Some of them would build a tray underneath so that grindstone would go in the water every time it would come up.
Okay, now your daddy kept his own personal knife to skin animals with, that sort of thing.
Right.
And he'd sharpen that on a...
On a wet rock, we call it.
Okay. What kind of knife would he keep? What kind of things would he keep around?
What kind of knife?
Yeah.
He just kept a straight pocket knife, we call it. Couteau de poche. I want to show you one of the kind I carry.
Okay.
Let me get it. I got it right here.
It's got two.
That's what we call a muskrat knife.
Still sharp, too.